This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dr. Michael Ostrom, a little different time this week because we were not on Wednesday due to Twins game. Mike is with us. He has been with us throughout COVID. He has been a part of my show for 20-some years. Lucky to have a friend, have Mike as a friend, and we're so massively lucky to have him on air. Hello, sir. Always a pleasure to chat with you. It has been a long time.
Good to be with you.
Yes. Yeah. It's been a long time since I asked you, like, what inning, what quarter, what period? You love sports. Where are we at in the United States of America, using one of your sports analogies? Where are we at right now?
The answer is yes. That's about as good as I can give you. We're at relatively a good place, considering where we've been since the beginning of the pandemic. You know, we're still seeing upwards of 320, 330 deaths a day, which equates, of course, to over 2,000 deaths a week. But that's far from the 3,000 to 4,000 a day. And that's good news. We are, however, seeing probably more transmission of the virus now than we've seen at any time. In a sense, it's a kind of a different pandemic. These new variants and subvariants have resulted in lots of infections where previous immunity from vaccine and or previous infection provides some real protection against getting serious illness, but it doesn't keep you from getting infected. So that's where we're at right now. The trillion-dollar question is, what's next? As you know, we've seen these new variants named by the Greek letters, Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Omicron. And unfortunately, each of these variants have been different. And Omicron being so much, much more infectious when it first appeared, while it caused a less severe illness per 1,000 people infected, there were so many people infected that the number of deaths and the number of severe illness hospitalizations was as high as it's been in the pandemic. What I can't tell you is what's going to be the next variant and what it will mean. I can only hope that it's like this and, you know, continues to be less severe. But as I've said to you so many times in the show, hope is not a strategy. So, Chad, I don't know. And anybody that tells you they do know, be careful, because they probably also have a bridge to sell you.
I want to read from an Emma Nelson Star Tribune story, which popped up late yesterday and is in today's paper. The White House announced Thursday that it will send clinical personnel to Minnesota and to staff existing state-run testing locations, transferring them into test and treat sites where eligible patients can get a prescription for Paxlovid. Other states will get similar federal resources. How important is this?
Well, it's helpful. Let me just put it that way. You know, at this point, my understanding is it's going to be one site in the Midway area of the Twin Cities. So if you're living in Grand Rapids, or, you know, if you're in Spring Grove, Minnesota, you're out in Laverne, or you're some up there near Halleck, you know, that site's not going to necessarily do you any good. What we really need to do is continue to emphasize throughout communities in the entire state that if someone has the signs and symptoms of a COVID-like illness, and particularly if they're at increased risk for severe illness, older, have underlying health conditions like hypertension, you know, increased body mass indexes, et cetera, you need to get tested and you need to get on this drug as soon as possible. So what we have to do is make sure we can get testing and drug availability anywhere in the state. So I welcome additional resources here in Minnesota. I congratulate the administration and the state government system here to encourage that. But I also want to be realistic. So we got to keep working on is getting it throughout the country.
How much Paxlovid is available right now if the apparatus to get it out there is up to speed?
Well, I'm confident that we have enough now. I think the challenge is it's kind of like the baby formula. You know, we might have enough now, but if we go 6 more weeks without production, what are we going to have? We're going to have a crisis, and that's what happened. And I think that the situation with the entire vaccine drug world is one where we don't have the funds or the resources coming down from Congress in the next 5 to 10 weeks. That could mean we could be in trouble like the baby formula sometime in late July, early August. So we've got to really, really work on making sure that that supply chain is not interrupted. That's going to be the key.
I want to get to a number of texts in a little bit, Mike, as they're coming in. If you have a respectful question for Mike Osterholm, Dr. Osterholm is with us for about 7-8 more minutes. Love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. How concerned should all of us be about monkeypox at this point?
Well, it is an important public health problem, but as I've said over the last week, if you had to put COVID at somewhere in that scale of 1 to 10, it would be an 8 or a 9 right now, as it is. Monkeypox to me is about a 2. The virus that we're seeing, while it surely sounds scary, and it can actually cause some severe illness, about 1% of patients can die from it, on a whole, it's not easily transmitted. And it is one where the vast majority of people will have milder illness. Also, right now, it is clear that there's been a lot more transmission than we recognized, particularly among gay and bisexual men. This is not a gay disease, so for those that want to label it as such, that's not true. Right is not the thing to do. But as people have had contact in that kind of collective social environment. And so we're really concentrating right now and trying to find cases there with these little vesicles, kind of, you know, almost like what you'd think of with chicken pox type of things, and identifying those people to get them treated. There actually is an effective drug for this, and there's also an effective vaccine. So we can actually vaccinate around cases of contacts, healthcare workers who are taking care of these patients, and we can do a lot to stop it. The interesting part is this is one of those few times where getting old ain't bad. And what I mean by that is that we have clear and compelling evidence that if you were vaccinated against smallpox, something we stopped doing in the early 1970s because smallpox obviously was no longer a challenge worldwide, you still probably have pretty good protection even, you know, 50 years later against monkeypox. So this is one of those times, you know, where those of us that have that little scar in our arm from when we got our smallpox vaccine, that also is reassurance that you got some really good protection yet.
So staying with this, I'm going to read part of a text on this, and you alluded to this, but I want you to expand. Here's a text. I'm concerned with the talk of monkeypox. It will point a negative light on the gay and bisexual community. The bigots will be out there like they were with HIV and AIDS. We know there's still a lot of hate in this country. Are you fearful it will turn on that? Because obviously, you know, we still have people, sadly, or homophobic, but our acceptance and our understanding of this, to me, is not where it should be, but it's still dramatically better from the early and mid-80s.
Yeah, you know, I am concerned, and I would say that, you know, having been very involved with HIV/AIDS, as you know, in the early 80s,
yeah,
I witnessed that very kind of homophobia. And the challenges of HIV/AIDS in general, you know, it was really painful for me when my own aunt, a Catholic nun who had broken her leg while playing softball with her grade school kids out in San Francisco, California, and had it have surgery and had a blood transfusion for which she then became infected from that. And I had, you know, she had friends, family and colleagues who wouldn't go see her because she had that gay disease. You know, which was so painful. And so I do agree that there's a challenge. And I think we've made inroads in that area, but we've also are seeing ourselves slip back. So I am concerned. At the same time, I'm an epidemiologist. It's like any kind of crime detective. I got to go where the evidence is. And right now, the majority of the cases are in that group of individuals. And I say group because it'd be like painting a broad brush and saying, this is the heterosexual community. I mean, what is that? So there are, you know, many individuals who are gay, bisexual, who, you know, live very healthy sexual lives, very healthy. And that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about people who had many more contacts, people who have basically been exposed in certain settings. And that's what we're concentrating on now. This is not concentrated on gay men. This is concentrated on people who have been in those settings where they've had multiple partners, some cases anonymous partners, and we have to find those people to keep them from transmitting to others. So I do worry. I'm concerned about it.
Yeah,
I've seen the pain and suffering that have occurred from that kind of bigotry. And, you know, I'll do my job to try to deal with stopping this virus, but never once for a moment blaming the virus on being gay. It's not true.
Among the texts, I have received my Pfizer dose 1 and 2. I received the booster in September. I got COVID in March with mild symptoms. When should I get the fourth booster? So again,
remind
previous
me when they
booster
the
a long
dose.
Time ago, COVID in March with mild symptoms. So that booster was in September.
Yeah, yeah. I would say at this point you could get that soon, okay? You know, there's no magic number. Some will say 2, some will say 3, some will say as late as 4 months after you've previously been infected. I would get it now. We're definitely seeing breakthroughs in individuals who had the BA1, the original Omicron strain that they got basically in January, February, March, with the newer version of what we call BA4 and 5. In fact, in South Africa, many of the cases right now are BA4, BA5 breakthroughs in people who previously had BA1, the original Omicron strain. And so while it may not prevent you from becoming infected, it surely will have a lot to do with keeping you from becoming severely ill. And so I would say get it now when you can, and knowing the transmission. Right now in Minnesota is kind of on a, I'm not sure where it's going to go. It's kind of been level the last 2 weeks. Which is good news. It's not going up. And we'll have to wait and see, though, if this BA4 and BA5, which we now have detected in Minnesota, is going to take off. That could change things for the next weeks ahead.
We've talked a lot, I mean, so much about N95 masks and how that is the way to go. This is a texter who's saying, listens, but wants to know, would it help to say any mask is better than no mask? So let's say the scenario is, Mike, cannot get an N95 mask for whatever reason. And by the way, you can. We got to emphasize that.
Yep.
But if you don't have it, is the cloth mask better than nothing? Just to revisit something we've discussed a lot.
You know, actually, our center published a document based on the very fine work that the National Institutes of Health and Safety did at CDC, and which they actually looked at the air leakage in and air leakage out. They looked at how effective cloth face coverings were. And based on the numbers they came up with on what the leakage is like, we could actually calculate and say, you might buy a couple more minutes of protection, relative protection, before you actually inhaled an infectious dose in a room with somebody who had COVID. But that's hardly a real margin of safety. And so think of it this way. You know, I have a wonderful pair of swim goggles. Unfortunately, they leak a lot. You know, as that makes a reason I should wear them. Well, half the time, if they leak a lot, they're going to be harder than no goggles at all. Either you get goggles that fit, they're tight, they work, you don't get water in your eyes, or not. So I keep coming back to N95s. They're readily available. Price-wise, you know, they're not, you know, you can buy them for under $1. And I use mine. One I have on right now that I wear when I'm in public settings, I've had for weeks and have not had to change it out. Didn't get soiled. It's still intact. And so also, you know, from a cost standpoint, this is one that this could save your life. So use it.
Have a phenomenal weekend, and we will
you
talk
too.
Soon.
Go Twins. Hey, go Twins, huh?
Absolutely. They're playing well, and they're back on the station tonight. Dr. Michael Osterholm with us. Important and fabulous information on a immensely important topic, and he's been great to us for a long time. Dan has looked at the current top 10? Is it on Billboard, or who would you look at here?
You know, I actually looked at like three different websites and combined them all into a top 10. So multiple sources, Chad. Multiple sources. That's how it works.
Your media bias stepping in. Is that what's taking place?
Only a little bit.
Yeah. Again, more texts saying we shouldn't talk Uvalde. Don't think they have any idea what we're supposed to do on a show, which has been going on with different people with me for 32 years, where we talk facts, we talk important issues, we talk utter nonsense about current events. You're involved, we're involved, and we give strong opinions. And if you can watch a press conference where 19 officers were in a school and a chief of police made the decision, we're not going to barge through a barricaded door with a maniac in there who's already killed kids and with kids calling 911 begging for help, and we shouldn't talk about that, you have no idea what we're supposed to do on a talk show. You just don't. We'll lighten it up dramatically next hour with a game show and another game show host I've never heard of. I hope they're great. Lindis Construction Time Check is 157. Any gutter issues? Call Andy Lindis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.